Merriam-Webster defines addiction as a compulsive chronic need for a habit-forming substance, behavior, or activity having harmful physical, psychological, or social effects, and typically causing well-defined symptoms such as anxiety, irritability, tremors, or nausea upon withdrawal or abstinence. Today's confession will reach deep into the homes of many uncontrolled habits. They become strongholds where many have to justify their actions with lies, blurring the lines of truth and deception. As a result, we deny the power of the cross, which brings with it freedom from the power of sin. May God have mercy on us. So, Father God, we confess the national addiction to sex. We see it everywhere. To money, we see it in lawlessness, and it's usually the result of crime. To pleasure, we see it in the church and outside, where people are more succumbing to the comfort and ease of that which just gives them happiness. And we even say that our greatest desire is our children have happiness, when in fact that's not what's going to keep them forever. To entertainment, again, we see that everywhere and in every place. How many TVs are in each home? To pornography, as a result of these phones and having no filters and people not monitoring what others are doing and with no accountability, and with people out there just wanting to do things because of the love of money and the lust of the flesh. To technology, thinking that's going to make our lives easier when it's made it more difficult in so many ways, and it's hurt relationships and families. To drugs, trying to numb. We have an opioid crisis in our country. To alcohol, we continue to have that as an issue, even to younger people. To food, we are an obese country. To television, to popularity, and to ourselves. What ad doesn't emphasize that? Father, we confess that we have marginalized truth and mainstreamed lies in order to justify the bad choices that we've made. We thank you, Father, that your word says to flee from sexual immorality. All their sins a person commits are outside the body, but whoever sins sexually sins against their own body. Do you not know that your bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit who's in you, whom you receive from God? You are not your own. You were bought at a price. Therefore, honor God with your bodies. No one can serve two masters. Either you will hate the one and love the other, or you'll be devoted to the one and despise the other. You can't serve both God and money. Do not love the world or anything in the world. If anyone loves the world, love for the Father is not in them. For everything in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life comes not from the Father, but from the world. For a time is coming when people will no longer listen to sound and wholesome teaching. They will follow their own desires and will look for teachers who will tell them whatever their itching ears want to hear. They will reject the truth and chase after myths. So, Father, we forgive us for each of these sins that our nation has imbibed in. Have mercy on us, O God.